Boring.
Oh, God, somebody wake me up. I thought I was watching the Super Bowl, and it was a dream. I fell asleep.
I loved every second of it. I'm just kidding.
It was close, but...
It was miserable.
That was not my favorite Super Bowl.
Although the excitement had to be the very end.
The stupid field goal attempt that was going to not matter.
As the Rams are driving, I jokingly said, hey, what are the odds they'll kick a field goal? Because I have 3-6 in my one pool in squares. And holy shit, they actually were attempting a field goal down 10 with 8 seconds left, which, why? You're not going to get the onside kick. Oh, whatever.
Well, 8 seconds left. I know. How are they going to get an onside kick and score in the 5 seconds left after they, made the field goal, if they had made it?
What a swing of emotions, though. I got super excited because he's one of the best kickers in the league. And, of course, he misses, and badly.
Was McVay really going to be criticized if they just sat on the ball? If he just took a knee, they were not going to score 10 points in 8 seconds. Has anyone ever scored 10 points in 8 seconds?
Reggie Miller. I don't know. I would have thought, wouldn't you think they would just throw it into the end zone to try and make it look respectable-like?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I didn't understand a lot of things today, but let's break it down. What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios. We're actually recording late on Sunday night. I thought I'd be excited after the game. I'm kind of, whatever. Might as well get it out of our system. If we were on Facebook, we'd be brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Proud to be the new sponsor of the Drew and Mike Show. Mesa loves us, and we love Mesa. Conveniently located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. And it's Margarita Monday with $3 fresh squeezed margaritas. All you can eat Taco Tuesdays, open night.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Open mic night Wednesday, trivia Thursdays, all followed up with live music over the weekend. They were happening Friday night. I went and got some
nice
carry out. They were popping at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Ask for the Drew and Mike discount, 10%. And we're in the DealsInTheD.com studios on a rare evening, late night broadcast. Yeah. It's actually 10:17 as we speak. I usually make a lot of reference to the fact that we're not live, but we made an effort so we could talk about this stupid game.
A game that was so dumb. Does anybody even want to talk about it?
You know,
it's the Super Bowl, though, man.
Yeah, it is still the Super Bowl. It's history. I was, it's funny. I couldn't decide what I was rooting for. I saw Ndamukong Suh interviewed before the game, and I decided I don't want him to win. I hate Ndamukong Suh because it's always I, me, mine.
That was a weird interview.
It's always that, but don't care about it.
It's always weird with him. It's all about him. Him and Warren Buffett. Yeah, like Warren Buffett really relates to Ndamukong Suh.
Well, they both like pussy, I would assume. Although, does Ndamukong Suh like pussy?
No, Warren Buffett's polyamorous.
That's right.
And Suh is just heterosexual, I think.
Wait, has Suh dated? He dated Lolo Jones, which he never banged that.
Boring.
Yeah.
That's right.
They seem perfect for each other, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Because they just both be into themselves.
They would. They could work out together too.
Yeah.
This is his girlfriend now. She's pretty cute.
Which one?
Kate Yalik, I think.
Really?
Yeah, this girl.
Wouldn't Suh rather beat off than better. Have sex with a girl?
Than that, yeah. Yes, he would to himself. While his sister Ngum is there.
He was
What?
Sorry.
Is that her name?
Sorry.
Ngum?
I don't know, I didn't hear what you said. I don't know what I was laughing at. It's crazy.
I'm his sister.
Doesn't he do everything with his sister?
I thought
that was a thing.
They're very close. They live together because they're saving money. I think she's trying to buy a house or something.
Okay.
She's saving up.
Why do they all have
last
ends?
12 years.
Why do they have ends in front of all their names? What is that?
I don't know. I think it's, I don't know. It's crazy. But
did you know Ndamukong means House of Spears?
Is that what it means?
Isn't that what they always say?
I know. I remember those when people. That was a thing, and I've really committed all Ndamukong Suh memory. At the beginning of the game, I was saying, Where's Adamakin Sue? He's nowhere near the play.
It's really funny, every play.
I don't know why. I just got so mad when I saw him interviewed. And I'm tired of the Patriots winning, but they're really good.
I really have not thought about Adamakin Sue since he left here. Because he really hasn't done much on the national stage.
And by the way, why were they making such a to-do about him before the game? He had 1.5 sacks. He made $14 million. That's $10 million a sack, almost.
Aaron Donald would not have 20 and a half sacks if Ndamukong Suh did not take on all the double teams.
Right. I'm sure he's fabulous, but whatever. I hate him. He's a dick. So then as the game wore on, I think, the Rams were so punchless on offense, I just started wishing they would do better. And why Gurley, the most exciting guy on their team, which by the way, Rob Lowe tweeted, changed his name to G-I-R-L-Y,
yeah,
and just got pounded
Twitter
on Twitter.
Was not happy.
He deleted
It's such an innocuous, dumb tweet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really very cliche.
It's very stupid and silly. But
how many people...
You know what's dumber?
What am I doing? I was on Twitter. Why am I? The game was so boring. We're reading tweets.
Yeah. But that shows you how dumb that as dumb as that tweet is, the response to it was dumber.
I'm kind of stunned that people can just go, whatever, and just like it or not like it or just. I mean, it's just
comment on it.
Really, is it that upsetting to people? Have we gotten that soft that we can't?
So your parents gave you a girly name to toughen you up. I like it.
Oh, everyone better get mad at Larry the Cable Guy.
What did Larry the... Oh, yeah, of course.
Friggin' Todd.
I really think that...
Maybe he'll delete that from his recordings.
I read an article this weekend about journalists are finally realizing that they're giving too much weight to the world of Twitter.
How long have we been saying that?
We've been saying it for at least a year.
Yeah, more social media outrage, Twitter outrage, that's not a thing. That doesn't represent...
Social media and Twitter's what's destroying this country anyway.
But because news and journalists are on it and constantly using it...
It's not news.
People, that's the world they're in, a lot of them, so they think that that's the way most of the people... And they're ignoring the 80% of the exhausted majority.
I have to tell you, I'm very aware of Twitter. But I don't know many people on Twitter, and I'm not talking about people my age. I mean, I know a lot of much younger people who don't bother with Twitter, or they were on it, and they're not on it anymore.
Twitter was a blast today, though. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, there was some funny stuff on Twitter. I agree. Today's the kind of day when it is fun. But as far as this other stuff, like Ralph Northam, the governor, and Jesse Smollett.
Oh, wow.
It's like, whatever. I mean, if you read Twitter... I don't really know if you would have a... I'm not sure if that's a prevailing view at all. Because
no.
Jesse Smollett, honestly, you know, I'm gathering a lot of intelligence on Jesse. I know a lot of people in Chicago, so...
You got a lot of boots on the ground in Chicago, huh?
I have a lot of boots on the ground. And people are very skeptical about that. Like, something doesn't seem right here. But if you read Twitter, it's all love for Jesse Smollett. It's all love. And in fact, it's anger at people that are questioning it. And you see very little, and I'm not saying that it didn't happen or did happen. I'm not even rooting for it to not happen or happen. Whatever happened, happened or didn't happen.
There's too many odd, specific things, I don't know, in that story. It's just bizarre.
Yeah, I think it's very odd. We won't get
serious
into it
issue, shallow thought.
Back to it. Yeah, sure.
I've been to that subway in 2016.
Did you see a lot of MAGA hats around?
I did not. It did not feel like MAGA country. But, you know, that was
That's
actually,
one of the first complaints about it, was that that is not MAGA country
at all. It could have changed, though, because that was the weekend of the election, or the week of the election, so.
Well, I mean, anything is possible.
I could have been on there on the last day before it became MAGA country.
I also found humor, this is another serious issue, Shelf, on that. The lady who said she saw a redneck outside the building.
Oh, yeah.
It's -5 degrees. What does a redneck that's bundled up look like?
That's the way I grew up, and that's the way I'm going to be.
A bundled up redneck. We haven't seen surveillance of that person for some reason.
I like the fact, though, that he never dropped his sandwich. I respect that.
Yeah,
I would hold on to that sandwich, too. I love Subway.
That's weird. See, that's not something you see a lot of in any media, actually.
What, that he's on video still with the sandwich when he went in?
I just read that today.
Yeah.
So
that sounds delicious.
But it was Super Sunday, and by God, it's a Super Bowl, and we have to talk about it. Is there something we want to bring up following him? Oh, is this the
knock it off, Emmitt Smith? Yeah, this is where they walk the trophy up through all the players and their families. But Emmitt Smith is wearing white gloves like it's the Stanley Cup.
But it's not the same trophy as last year, is it?
Why is Namath there?
Joe Willie Namath. Is Kevin Hart trying to get on the stand again?
I want to kiss you.
Or a bomb he was.
Awesome. He's carrying it now. Cool.
Joe. Why doesn't Namath have white gloves?
I don't care about Chad Penn.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
You got to pot this up. He is a very cantankerous old man now because everyone's kissing it and touching it. And what Rita's lips is, he just keeps going, okay now. Okay, come on now.
MVP performance.
All right, see him.
Hall of Fame quarterback, Joe Namath.
No, he got paid $50,000 to do this. He wants to be done.
All right.
That was supposed to be a 5-minute gig.
What a clusterfuck. It's awesome.
They got 9,000 guys on the roster.
Well, and of course their family has to kiss it, like that 8-year-old.
And of course they made us wait 5 hours for the Brady interview because the CBS reporter, who was it?
Tracy Wolfson. I had a class with
that poor girl.
Ooh! Boy, there's a lot of ooing around here. Yeah, she couldn't get anywhere near Brady. He's trying to make out with Robert Kraft. He's trying to talk to every... What does he have to talk to every player on the other team before he can talk to CBS?
I guess. I don't know. Oh, wait. Is that... Who's got their kid up on the stage?
Does he have headphones on?
No.
Listen to Goodell getting booed.
Their first Super Bowl. This now makes 6 of these trophies that the Patriots have.
Goodell
bomb? 3 out of the last 5. Congratulations to you and Jonathan. Incredible organization.
Is that his babe on the left?
Players and coaches.
I don't know who that is.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champs once again.
Oh, Kraft's going to be so bombed. Look at him reach for the mic. Oh, get out of here, Nance.
Patriots fans, this is your 6th championship in the last 18 years. Truly an unprecedented accomplishment, really managed by exceptional players and coaches, guys, to whom all of us forever grateful. But there is one constant throughout this whole 18 years.
It's not the fans.
Two men who are the best at whatever has been done in the history of the NFL. Hot. Check.
Slow down.
And Tom Brady.
Brady's kid doesn't have headphones.
And through their hard work,
she didn't win anything. What's she all celebrating?
I am honored to say for the 6th time, we are all Patriots. And once again, the Patriots are world champions.
Congratulations, Robert.
Slow down.
Robert. Shut up, Nance.
The crowd family. Tom Brady holding a 6-year-old on stage.
All right, quick quiz. Is that Bill Belichick's kid or grandkid?
Granddaughter.
Okay, I don't know.
It's got to be.
I have no idea.
Let's see what Belichick says.
Obviously, Mr. Kraft put this all together, but it's all about the players. These guys work so hard all year. They just competed every week.
So boring.
They competed today.
Have any headphones.
Like champions. They played like champions.
How did you come up with a game plan like that?
I'm bored. Due to tremendous demand, Zotford and Holly is conducting their amazing Key for Key event again. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 2018 or 19 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. Zotford's goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zotford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. This event features a straight fob for fob exchange. Give them the keys or fob to your old turdmobile, and Zotford will provide you with the keys or fob to your brand new Ford. Plus, you'll make your first month's payment. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. Also, if you don't want to buy a car from a chubby middle-aged guy, feel free to ask for one of the lovely ladies in sales. They're down for just about anything.
When it comes to selling a car.
What does that mean exactly?
I want to kiss you.
They would They would love to help you buy a car. That's what that means. All of our friends at DealsNindeed.com.
Jim Nance just tried to ask that kid a question. That was with Bob Kraft.
Oh, how stupid.
And of course, the kid who's like three.
The kid stoned him.
Well, yeah, he did. He's like, why are you talking to me, weirdo? I don't want to buy your wine.
Hall Financial is a top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and big supporters of our show. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refi. You've heard it from our listeners, over 500 five-star reviews. They always put you first. 72% of their business is a referral because realtors trust them and their clients love them. Don't take it from us, though. Listen to some of the people. God, I've got two new people who've sent me glowing reviews through email, which I will read at some point this week instead of the commercial. And somebody was somebody kept referring to Company Q couldn't do this. Or maybe I should call them Company A. Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that Hall was able to do what Company Q, I mean Company A, could not do.
Could
I don't think
R?
I was supposed to mention which company what? A or Q.
I don't know who they are.
I don't know who
it's
they
a
are
variable.
Yet. Yeah, it's just an example. But anyway, on top of the elite service, I closed on my home 2 weeks early. They're always fast. They average 19 days. Even the sellers were impressed. Also, they would love to do anything at all you want to do in terms of financing. New home, dream home, shorten your loan, take equity out of your home. Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, or click the link on our site, Drew and Mike Show. Or, drewandmike.hallfg.com.
You ready to hate another kid?
Sure.
Brady's daughter grabs the microphone from Nance, and his reflex is to rip it back. Check him out. She tries to grab it, and he's like, fuck no, lady.
How you doing, buddy?
See? Big guy. No, not you. No, not you.
How old is this kid?
Kid like six, seven. The oh, there's the one he makes out with.
That kid is not a child.
At the end of the games.
The kid's like eight, and he's trying to grab the microphone from his man.
Could you hear her today?
I heard her today. What a game, and just so proud of our team. I mean, the
don't
support here tonight
kid.
Was like a home game. We couldn't have
been
in the stadium.
Too?
Quiet.
And we can't thank you guys enough.
Your dad's the greatest player in the history of sports, but you're more interested in the fucking confetti coming
nice
down.
Late night tonight,
by a mile.
I think we might have a parade on Tuesday or something like that. So
very possible.
Look at Nance. Oh, he's going to be so bummed. He's got the...
Hey,
she's still yapping.
Tracy asked you, would you come back again? And you said yes. And for all of those fans out there, what will motivate you to come back? How will you reset and do it all over again?
Look at this. Yay! How could this not motivate you?
Quit clapping your trap, kid.
This is what it's all
discipline
about,
that
man.
Child.
Yeah, this little girl here, this little boy, and my other boys around here. And for my boy
the one
right
I made
there,
out with.
You call him you
my
said,
little brother.
Yeah, you said you never had a little brother, but if you had one, it'd be Julian Edelman. Thank Guess what? Way. He's the MVP.
He deserves it. That was one of the best games he ever played.
Come on over here, Julie. Congratulations, Tom.
Did you say come over here, Julie?
Julian. Maybe he calls him Julie. I don't know.
Is Edelman going to get nailed tonight?
If he shaves that thing off his face.
A performance like that.
Remember a couple years ago when after the Super Bowl they won?
I wasn't focused on that. I was just trying
whoever
to
whoever he hooked up with that night spread that picture.
And do my job. And
remember that, Mark?
Wait.
Was it a dick
oh,
pic?
Oh, yeah.
How much does
of him in bed.
That's right, Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Another Super Bowl
great recall.
Look at those typical Patriot fans player. Behind in the stands.
Just
I know they're on the screen right now. They all look the same. Every Patriot fan in the Super Bowl looks exactly the same.
Any word from the Spike
Kings?
How
long did it take you to grow that mustache?
Speaking of Patriots fans.
No, actually, I have not heard from him. I've texted him.
Is he okay?
Why don't we just do a quick break and we'll call him just to see what happens? Yeah. I bet he has no voice. He'll have no voice whatsoever.
I bet you we won't even be able to hear him.
Probably true.
You won't be able to hear us.
But we love our sponsors who support us, and Dr. Yaldo is one of them. In 2018, 50 of our listeners actually trusted their vision to Dr. Yaldo. We're very pleased with the results of their surgery. Robert said deciding to get LASIK was the best decision I've ever made. I wish I would have done it years ago. Lenora said, without my glasses, all I could see was blobs of color. Maybe she's looking at tattoos. By the way,
why come you don't have a tattoo?
She was watching the halftime show.
An unnamed person sent me a note during the game and said, did everybody know that Adam Levine was so blobbed? I thought that was funny.
That's great.
As in, so green blobbed. No more dried out contacts, no smudged up lenses, no more paying an arm and a leg for either. We can go on and on and on. Custom LASIK and multivocal implants for people 50 plus are life-changing procedures. life-changing procedures, and no one in Michigan has done more than Dr. Yaldo. It's about freedom, lifestyle, convenience. To read the tiny type, see distant objects with HD precision without glasses or contacts, see Dr. Yaldo. The evaluation is free. There's a Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com. And then, of course, there's Zot Dodge Jeep, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. They love Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram because they go above and beyond with their customers. Whenever listeners need something, Jeff Schneider, the general manager, and Thad Zot, the owner, go the extra mile. They'll handle it themselves. If you want to ask for Jeff's cell number, he's happy to work with you directly. During Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's 2019 event, you can lease the truck of the year, a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab for $169 a month. And Zot will double your auto show bonus cash because Zot doubles it. You can lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month. And there's also the Wrangler, the awesome auto show deals on Wrangler with employee pricing for everyone on the all-new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. No discount number needed. Show and get employee price on a brand-new Wrangler only at dealsinthed.com. Anything happen while I was away?
Not really, because I went to a break.
Should we try Spike King?
Yeah, we can
give
him a shot.
I'd love to hear from him. Hopefully he'll answer.
I'm sure he's partying hard wherever he's at. I thought I saw that he had had some pictures at a bar, so I don't think he got into the game.
Oh, bummer. Well, the big winner is the guy that did get in the game that didn't have a ticket, and that's Dave Portnoy from Barstool.
I know, that was trending on Twitter when he got thrown out.
He didn't have a ticket, though, right?
He had a ticket.
Oh, he did have a ticket.
He was complaining the Hall Financial Hotline opening up. Click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike show.
But they warned him. Didn't they warn him that he would get kicked out
of it? And he said, "But I have a ticket for the." He said, "I have a ticket for the game. Can they really kick me out?" And they did.
Wow, that must be some of the fine print of the buck.
Is the NFL really getting much out of keeping?
No, that makes
Barstool
them look like
out?
Bigger dicks.
I think so too. I don't feel like the NFL.
If anything, Barstool,
they look like
wins
such
that.
Stiffs already.
Here's a quick, quick recap of all of his exploits over the week.
We're out here. On the field, baby, Gillette Stadium for the rally. Super Bowl 53 champs, it's going to happen. It's not a prediction. It's a spoiler. Hey, Burleson is the Spike King. Oh, hey, get ready, because this Wednesday, I'm coming to your house, baby.
Or I might ride the wave.
Ride the wave.
Guess where all five teams that beat the Patriots are? They're on the couch. They're watching the Patriots go Super Bowl.
Everybody in New England knows out there that real football is played in January. That's when New England football is played.
It's
and
February.
Here we are in February, baby, in Atlanta. Three straight years at the Super Bowl.
There it is. Go ahead. Oh, I'm there. Yeah, it's easy. Oh, my gosh. Spike King. Oh, no. Don't do it.
Oh, goofball.
Took the host hat to spike it.
What are you doing, Spike?
What?
Spike King! We're recording our post-game show, and we were hoping to include you. You probably have no voice. Congratulations on the Patriots' victory, and maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow. Good luck, buddy.
Wow, that went to voicemail pretty quick.
Sure did. Well, you know, what we need to do is run down all the people who are going to be in trouble today. First of all, I want to say this. Cardi B, did she have permission from Kaepernick?
Man.
She performed at a pre-Super Bowl party, which she was paid for, and she danced with Robert Kraft, who was colluded to keep Colin Kaepernick out of the NFL. So is Cardi B, did she have permission?
She's going to be in big trouble.
2 Chainz was in a Super Bowl commercial. Ludacris, Backstreet Boys, Chance the Rapper. Now, Amy Schumer said you couldn't do that. I don't think Cap was in favor of it either.
So they've all defied at the very least, Amy Schumer.
I think so. Little John introduced the halftime show. Did he have Cap's approval?
I thought that was the only way you could be involved. Steve Carell, too.
Steve Carell.
Yeah, Steve Carell. He's part of the halftime.
What if he gets pulled into this?
Oh, my God. In halftime.
So fucking bad.
It was just awful. Was there anything anyone liked?
Larry King liked it. You heard his tweet. I just wish I knew what they were saying.
What?
Harry.
I don't. It really seemed like a big dud. Like, it would have been better to have something innocuous, like Up With People.
Yeah.
Or the Michigan Marching Band.
Marching Band, yeah. Why not?
And just have people talk.
Or the Foo Fighters who played last night.
Like, Adam Levine, I think he's fairly talented, but I was kind of...
Is he? I don't know.
I thought he looked kind of silly.
Really? You think he looked silly?
I really did.
He did look silly. He looked stupid.
And taking his shirt off, what was that? What was that all about?
So he could show off his blobs.
I guess.
And, of course, everybody has to talk about the male nipple versus Janet Jackson's nipple.
Oh, God, can we get past some of this stuff?
Let me rephrase that. Twitter had to talk about the male nipple versus Janet Jackson's nipple.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Look at these huge nipples, man.
The big winners are all the people that boycotted the Super Bowl, like Harry Connick Jr. You didn't even have to watch stinker of a game.
Well, I guess the ratings are going to be way down because supposedly the Saints fans were boycotting the Super Bowl. They were going to leave their TVs on other channels.
I didn't know that. Did you know that Ava DuVernay let a charge on Twitter?
I heard about that, too. Oh, okay. And she's got a powerful presence.
Who's that broad?
For the second year in a row.
To
watch the game is to comprise my beliefs. It's not worth it.
Well, no one watched last year either, so...
Let's see, who else joined her? Rosanna Arquette joined along. She wrote Me Too, but not hashtag Me Too. So did David Arquette.
David Arquette?
I don't find that hard to believe.
I have a feeling he watched it somewhere.
Common. Common didn't watch it.
Sorry to hear that. Well, no, actually, I'm happy for him. It wasn't a very good Super Bowl.
That's how these people all won. Some screenwriter I've never heard of. Nick Cannon's not watching it. What?
Wouldn't it? Okay, I hate to repeat myself, but wouldn't it make more sense for the players not to play to support their brethren, Colin Kaepernick? I mean, if we're really trying to ruin the Super Bowl, wouldn't it make more sense for the players to refuse to play if it's that important?
Yeah, but you see what happens, though. If they do, they get colluded against and blacklisted, like Kaepernick.
They couldn't do that to Tom Brady.
Can't make it. Yeah, they could.
And Dominican Sue, he's too good.
Just ask him.
Aaron Donald.
No, the whole thing is ludicrous. If anything, it shows the divide between music, mainly music, but Hollywood to another extent, in the real world.
What was Huckabee's?
Oh, Huckabee tweeted out, Governor Mike Huckabee tweeted out that maybe they should try some country acts.
Well, there's a thought. Now, that would have gone right through me. I would, instead of going, this is terrible, I would have just said, I don't even notice it.
Yep.
And I would have, gotten a beer or something to eat.
I'm surprised they haven't had a major, like Garth Brooks. It would be boring, but I'm shocked they haven't had him do it.
I would think it would make a lot of people happy if they had Garth Brooks or whoever the biggest country guy is right now.
Is Tim McGraw still a thing?
Maybe.
Faith Hill, is she a thing?
What about the chick that wrecked her face?
Oh, Carrie Underwear could do it.
She wore a mask or something. She could do it.
Or what about the Zac Brown Band? Aren't they? Or maybe they're not big enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought they were really good. I saw them. I was impressed. But
I don't think Huckabee would approve of this song.
Is this Garth Brooks?
I think so. No, it's Chris Gaines. Chris Gaines decided to give up alternative.
Did everyone like the NFL commercial?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I thought it was great.
Barry Sanders finally got the Super Bowl. That's what people put up. I was getting tired of kind of the cliche jokes people were making on Twitter.
It was okay. So what was that end with the girl?
Well, that had to be inclusive. So they had the girl got the ball.
Okay, then start putting women in the game.
Yeah, why aren't women playing? And so, I mean, just playing in the commercial, that's not good enough.
Put them in the game.
It's supposed to be real, right?
So, honestly. Or let them coach. Hire them to be good. There's
women
one
play,
official that's a woman. That's about it.
Why don't we have women play quarterback for 5 plays on each team?
Yeah. Put it out
Super
there.
Bowl. If we're going to really.
That would be so exciting.
I'd be so
pumped. I don't
take
the orders from the woman, by the way.
Could you imagine? Think of all the, gamesmanship as to what 5 plays it would be. Do you put them in early to get it out of the way, or do you hope you have a lead at the end?
I don't know.
What if you're down 3
really
and they've only been in for 1 play and you got to run 4 plays?
Hey, I almost forgot about something. Chloe and Halle that sang America the Beautiful?
Oh, yeah. That feels like 3 days ago.
Did Cap approve of that?
He must have.
I didn't hear about them getting Cap approval. Just asking.
He must have. Well, we know Gladys Knight didn't.
No, she didn't, and she didn't care.
She was fucking great.
Yeah, she did a good job.
She was really good.
She fucked up the bet, though, because she sang Brave twice, and somebody didn't want to count the second Brave.
Yeah, I think it was Bovada, but the other place paid out both the over and the under because it was right at the 150 mark.
Oh, that's weird.
Was that lip-synced? Don't they typically lip-sync?
I don't know. If it was, she did a real good job of lip-syncing it.
So I was trying to
I have a feeling she rocked it. I have a feeling she sang it.
She was really, really good.
I hope I don't find out otherwise. By the way, what was the Serena Williams commercial? Was it Bumble?
Oh, yeah. What Bumble has an ad?
Was that a lecture? So were we getting lectured by Serena Williams?
Well, do you know what Bumble is, first of all?
No, not really. Bumble is a dating thing?
Yeah, Bumble is Tinder, but guys don't get to pick. The women get to pick.
Okay.
That waiting is polite. But if I waited to be invited in, I never would have stood out.
Why are you on Bumble? You're married with a kid.
In work.
I like
in love.
There's
actual audio.
And don't wait to be given power. Because here's what they won't tell you.
We already have it.
On Bumble?
Oh, then what's the point? So that was a lecture.
But isn't that
a message?
Isn't that weird?
That was so deep. That was really
Look,
deep.
If we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
That's the spokesperson for Tinder.
You know, part of my problem, I was reading about the toxic masculinity commercial. And first of all,
which one was that?
The one that Gillette did.
Oh, yeah.
A few weeks ago.
I forgot about that.
And they were saying, baby boomer men don't like it, but millennials like it. And which was very misleading because I think it was 57% of baby boomers didn't like it, whereas 57% of
millennials
liked it. So there's a gap. It's not like it was one or the other. But, you know, my problem is not that I don't know. I think it's really weird that people buy into commercials that are cooked up in ad agencies to make
silly
money for companies, and they take the message seriously. Like, that company is really worried about toxic masculinity.
It's like when brands tweet about MLK Day or something.
Yeah, it's phony. I don't know.
Fake.
Maybe
I'm not going to believe in the company, and I'm not going to get mad at it because it's all
they're trying
contrived
to manipulate you with something. They don't even really. Are they really an example of someone who fights toxic masculinity?
Oh. Fake as hell.
No.
So I don't know. I feel like I'm keep going back to the fact that I really think that younger people like lectures. They like
being told what to do.
Yeah, they like righteous lectures, and I think, you know, maybe older people just don't. They see it as self-righteous and like, you know, get off your high horse.
Well, whereas, they're older. They've been lectured enough.
Maybe that's part of it. No, I don't. I think lecturing is more of a thing now. And I think maybe you grow up with it more, being told, oh, I can't do that. You know, Ralph Northam, he might be tired of lectures, for example. Just as an example. By the way, that was...
Don't start fighting with me.
I would have given anything to see him moonwalk for the halftime instead of Room 5.
I don't understand that story. So the governor of...
It's a really, you know, it's a really interesting story, and I think he fucked it up by goofing up the whole handling of it.
Yeah, that's the part.
Not that he was on solid ground during any of it, but I think if he'd handle it properly, maybe he could have survived.
He's going to survive, isn't he? Isn't he going to fight it?
I don't know. I really don't know.
But I just like the part of, well, that's not that dumb picture of blackface with the KKK guy, that real race one. That's not me, but this cool blackface thing I did.
Yeah, that there's no picture of, which, why did you bring that up?
What?
Okay, let me start with this. Someone found, and who are these people that go looking through people's yearbooks from 1984, by the way?
I know.
Operatives.
I mean, shouldn't they have done that 25 years ago when he was starting out?
Yeah.
Anyway, his VMI yearbook is online. It's digital. And someone went through and found his page, which has a picture of two people at a Halloween party, one in blackface, which they, I think, were saying was him. And there's another kind of KKK outfit.
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
And so it was like, oh my God, blackface picture on his page. Get out. And he said, I'm sorry about the picture. I think he tried to be pretty straight about it. I'm sorry about the picture. So the next day he comes back and says, whoa, hold the phone. It's not me in the picture.
Yeah.
And he even suggested at one point, I think, do facial recognition. It's not me. I wasn't even at the party.
Well, how could you do facial recognition if, what if he's the one in the hood?
I think the suggestion was he was the guy in blackface.
Yeah.
So then he says, however, I did slightly blacken my face for a Michael Jackson dance contest that I won.
Yeah.
Which I think
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
I think he thought him winning the Michael Jackson dance contest was going to offset the fact that he put shoe polish, black shoe polish on his face.
It's just going to divert everyone and go, oh, wow, he won a dance contest. Let's see some moves.
And apparently he moonwalked because someone said, can you still moonwalk? And I swear to God, he was looking at the floor. He was about to moonwalk at this fucking press conference where he's apologizing for blackface, and his wife said,
"Fool."
His wife said, "Inappropriate." And he's like, "My wife said I shouldn't do it, and I think she's right." But he wanted a fucking moon dance, moonwalk.
Why didn't they just let him?
I don't know. I would give anything. That would have made the thing so. It was already bizarre as hell. It would have left the planet if he had moon. Well, if he'd moonwalked, of course, it would have left the planet. But it was so bizarre that this guy didn't understand that, you know, it really wouldn't be a great idea to prove that you moonwalked right now.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
But he says, I'm not the guy in the blackface, but I did put on blackface another time.
And it was really
and
cool.
And I kicked ass. I did him proud.
I'm trying to pull the audio. It's just taking a bit. The look on his wife's face is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I know.
How are you, governor?
It was distressing. She was distressed. She's trying to help him survive this thing, and the guy wants to moonwalk at his anti-blackface thing. But, you know, it's interesting that, okay, first of all, even Trump is saying he needs to quit, which I thought was weird, although he's a Democrat, so.
The dance company?
Yes.
Was it you danced the moonwalk?
That's right.
Are you still able to moonwalk?
Inappropriate circumstance.
My wife says inappropriate circumstance.
You don't know that?
Why isn't she the governor than you pussy?
No, it does seem that she has more sense than he does. By the way, what
does
about
she make every decision for him?
What about blackface? If he did this in 1984, I assume it's around the same time. He has to resign. He should resign.
I don't know. Are those the rules now?
I don't know. I'm asking because there's a lot of people who've had blackface. Even since 1984, there's a lot of people who've done blackface.
Well, there is a difference being in blackface next to a KKK guy in a KKK costume.
That's not him.
As opposed to doing blackface and winning a dance contest. I mean, that's how he's thinking it.
I don't know what he... I don't. Why would you bring up the Michael Jackson
thing? I don't know. Wouldn't you just deny?
I don't think I'd bring up. I don't think I'd bring it up. There's not a picture of it. Nobody was talking about it.
He probably knows there's a video of it because he watches it all the time.
Wait, you danced the moonwalk?
That's right.
Are you still able to moonwalk?
He's looking at the floor.
I don't have my glove.
Okay, is this a good
my wife
moonwalking
says
surface?
Inappropriate circumstances.
What a pussy.
You take directions from your wife, do you?
What if he just busted on some Jackson moves?
And it would have been really surreal.
He would have won.
It would have been exciting. He might have won
no,
over the press conference.
No, that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe software.
It cracks me up what pussies they can be about things. Because if this was a Republican, it'd be straight down party lines. One side would be like, fuck off. The other side would be like, you need to resign. But now everybody's just piling on him. And I'm just kind of surprised. I'm kind of surprised by that.
I'm a little surprised, too, because...
Until I realized the lieutenant governor is black.
I've been to quite a few Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. And I've seen many people, not many people, but there have been people in blackface. And
Virginia.
Well, Trudy did it. Oh, Trudy was Tina Turner.
Did she win the contest?
I don't even know.
It's okay, apparently, if you win the contest.
I'm not kidding. I don't remember anyone like making a big thing about it. And when I go back to 1984... I can't say there was, I mean, it's 35 years ago. So the state of Virginia elected this guy governor. He did something dumb in 1984, and it's dumb. I agree. The funny thing is I hate Halloween.
Yeah.
So I can honestly say I've never had blackface, but I hate costumes. I hate dressing up. Yeah. So I'm not saying like, I would have done
it
or. Or I know a million people have done it, but I know people did it and nobody gave a shit. I don't even recall.
Megyn Kelly, her friends did it all the time. Remember?
She talked about it. She didn't even do it.
Well, she said that people did it all the time.
People did do it. They did.
I know.
You know, honestly,
the question is, would he have won the election if this was known back then?
Does it matter?
Well,
he won the election.
But does it change who he was when you voted for him?
What's his record since 1984? I mean,
I don't know.
Doesn't that matter? Is that so unforgivable? It's really a lot like the Kavanaugh thing.
I was outraged.
It's very similar to the Kavanaugh
When you go back 35 years, it's just like, yeah, a lot of people did dumb things 35 years ago. Is it really? And I'm not defending the guy. He handled this thing so badly.
You know what? That's why he should resign, just based on how he handled
it. The fact that he didn't know he shouldn't moonwalk at that press conference, to me, says a lot.
He's got some very questionable
judgment.
If you
go back to the day before when the picture just came up, which... he says it wasn't him. I don't know. It's so silly.
He said it was at first, didn't he, in the recorded video he put out?
He apologized for the picture.
What was his nickname?
It was on his page, by the way. His nickname was Coon Man, ironically.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's
not helping.
Well, I don't know what it meant. I don't even think he knew what it meant. He talks so in such a folksy way. He seems very disarming, but he also seems kind of dumb.
He seems like an idiot.
Yeah,
watching the highlights of the press conference.
Well, when his wife tells him inappropriate context.
Like, he should step down.
My wife says inappropriate. He should have just repeated. You know, I think this is an inappropriate context. My wife didn't say anything just then.
Well, as a matter of fact, what is this broad doing here? Get her out of here.
Yeah. Who is this lady?
Man, I just came across a really sad tweet.
What?
Jim Harbaugh at the Super Bowl and his seats suck.
Is he bitching about his seats?
No, I think he's in a suite, but they're so high up.
Oh.
It looks like they're in nosebleeds. It's so dumb.
Okay.
Just like, who else was, Stephen A. Smith was getting in trouble for bitching about being in nosebleeds and then tweeting out a picture with him in a suite.
Good luck!
Yeah, boy.
Well, you know, as far as the Super Bowl itself, a few things... Kyle Van Noy, the former Lion, had the game of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He had two sacks, and he was in the backfield quite a bit. He was in on some big plays.
Yeah, no, he's been very good.
What was his second-round pick for us or a third-round pick? I want to say second round.
I think he was second.
Yeah, and we just gave him up for nothing, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's just
fourth or fifth,
playing
fifth round
in
pick.
Super Bowl after Super Bowl,
he's
getting lots of time.
He's been good in the playoffs.
So that was weird.
He's got stiff hips.
And then the Rams played so badly on offense. I don't know. That was just really strange. Here you've got this offensive genius of a
coach.
That
everybody's copying now.
And a quarterback who's really found his game who could not throw a tight spiral all night. God. What was that all about?
I don't know. That was really weird.
He had that one guy wide open in the end zone, and the ball took forever to get there, and it got knocked away at the last second.
If he had some zip on that pass, that's a touchdown. That was a great defensive play, though.
It was.
Hitting the arm, knocking out. There was a drop right before the interception.
Right. The play before the interception. Was that Woods?
I think so.
I think it was Woods. Yeah, the ball's right in the breadbasket, and he absolutely dropped it. There was some contact, but he had dropped the ball before the contact.
Oh, man. Look at this highlight they just showed on ESPN of the scrum afterwards, the one that ate up Tracy Wolfson. There's a guy doing a Tostitos. How about a little bag of Tostitos?
Has she been digested and expelled by the person that ate her yet?
Well, there she is, right? See her right behind Brady? Look how miserable
she looks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. These
two beefcake guys squishing her. But look at this guy at the bottom here.
Oh, my God. She is just squished in there.
The guy at the bottom right, he's got the I'm going to Disney World sign. Kind of like the, how about a little bag of Tostitos there? See him?
Yes.
It goes to Disney World.
How ridiculous. Oh, my God.
The
stupid.
Commerce of this event is just it's so amazing. Because that's probably worth a couple million.
Oh, boy.
And that guy lost his job because Brady didn't say
there was dead air for like, it was just wild tracks from open mics for what, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Dead air.
Well, and Brady swearing again. Was that the second?
What did he say this time?
Said the F-bomb.
Yeah, he saw Edelman and, you know, fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tommy. I can't think of that many things I want to talk about the game itself. It was, I mean, my squares, I never had a shot. I was disappointed that Gurley didn't play more.
Yeah. Oh, I guess he's injured now, by the way.
He's not. He is injured.
Let's see if I can find someone tweeted that out.
Okay. So he wasn't injured before the game, but or they just said he wasn't
2 weeks ago. He got injured apparently in the 2 weeks in between.
Are you kidding me?
Well, no. They said he was fine. Well, they said he was a little sore, but I'm trying to find the tweet. But that he was going to be able to play.
Well, he carried the ball 12 times, I think, but most of them were later in the game.
Yeah, he had that one big, big run.
He had one called back, too. Pretty good run.
Balls,
yes, first play
it.
Of the second half, he had a nice run.
Yeah.
But he was like 12 for 35 or something
I
like
heard
that.
I heard him. I hear him. I have to change his name.
Because I'm hurting. I don't feel good.
Bleep that, Brandon. Please bleep that. Oh, my God. Rob Lowe. Can you check Rob Lowe's Twitter, by the way? I got to believe his Twitter is just hideous if he made that joke.
I don't know. He got rid of it pretty quick.
Well, no. I mean, I'm glad he got rid of it since there was so much heat on him. Oh, my God. You should have seen the heat coming down on me from my girly joke.
I can't find it.
Well, you just can't say anything, can you? I mean, really?
No, God, no.
No, that could not be allowed to just be ignored because it was so stupid. Because it's lame.
It's, yeah, pretty weak.
I wonder how much engagement Rob Lowe gets on his Twitter.
I think quite a bit.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got 1.4 million.
So. And how many likes does he get on an average tweet?
It looks like, I don't know, 200 to 1,000.
It's not really not that much. For 1.4 million? I mean, considering we get that much... We can get that many likes.
Oh.
We're only 1.39 million behind him in followers. I think people have become bored of Rob Lowe's Twitter. I hate to say that, but
the other thing I'm seeing on Twitter now is the Lions beat the Super Bowl champions this year, and handedly.
Oh, man.
Who gives a shit? It was like, what, week three?
Oh, really? Lions fans really take solace in that? Hey, I picked up some books today. I'm really excited. All That Heaven Allows, the biography of Rock Hudson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it actually gets into the Jim Nabors thing.
All right. Oh, really?
Yeah, it does.
And what a lovely day it was?
Well, it seems to be disputing that it took place.
What?
Disappointing.
We know it took place. Clark said it all the time.
There's something really funny about it, though. But first this. Heading home at the end of a long workday should feel good, but for men with a failing marriage, home can be far more stressful than work, which is why you might want to call Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. There are advantages to being the spouse to file for divorce first. If divorce is your future, get divorced on your own terms. Adam, aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam at 248-284-4280. That's 248-284-4280 at Adam. And Luke Nowacki, many of us are secure with our finances right now, ooh, but might not be as prepared as we need when planning for our future financial obligations, whether it's life insurance, college savings plans, or tax-deferred investments. Luke Nowacki can help answer all your questions and help plan your future finances. The last thing you want in retirement is to have to listen to the juice remind you that he's letting you drive his car, that he pays for everything around here. Ooh, ha, ha. Call Luke, 248-663.
It's actually my car, but I bought it for her.
Exactly. You don't want to hear that. 248-663-4748 to set up a plan today to avoid your retirement future collapsing. Security Investment Advisory Services are through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned in other entities and are marketing names, products, or services referenced here independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
It's getting hot. I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything. I pay for everything around here, right?
Is it getting hot down here now?
It is now,
yeah. Turned the heat way up because it was cold down here no matter what we did. Oh, boy. I'll run upstairs in a second. Jeez. Well, what else? What do we leave behind in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Bob Kraft being interviewed again. Do we dare?
Did he seem bombed? Was he definitely bombed?
He kind of always
he was bombed when he first spoke. Bombed.
Oh, at that party that he threw, the one where he's dancing with Cardi B,
yeah.
Jeff Bezos was there without his girl and without a vest.
What?
I don't know what I'm more shocked by. If you're Robert Kraft, wouldn't you just be bombed anyway?
Congratulations.
Yeah, why not?
Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots.
Does he even know he's on TV? Look at that guy trying to put a mic on him.
Congratulations.
What is this on my head?
Get settled.
That's a beautiful tie.
Am I wearing a hat?
Evening.
It was pretty cool.
We'll give you a seat. Eyes look
heavy.
Hold on a check.
Go ahead and sit.
You know, we can't have you to our dinner table if we don't give you a seat.
Yeah!
Even if it's
Wait, Chris Berman's around?
Berman?
Congratulations.
Well, it's gluten-free, I was told. Because I only diet like you do.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, don't do that. That's a different program. So, it's just happened. But what about this team?
Berman sounds bum.
What did kind of you know toward the end of the year might today? Be in the
what
water
is going than
any other
Slow team. Down.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This is a mature team. And even going through the locker room the last 2 weeks, I can get a feel normally. But
no, you can't.
We don't usually lose games in December the way we
You're
did.
You're the owner. You don't know anything.
Two games there. There's a lot of chatter.
Yeah, you
all the
kill
different
it.
Noise going
okay.
on.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Why don't they ask about making out with Brady after the game?
Take his head.
Who would you rather kiss? Brady's son or Bob Kraft? Is that a Twitter poll we can put out? Do we dare?
Oh, somebody, the people
who,
upset about Rob Lowe will probably
Tom,
get upset.
Who would
with
Tom
us.
Brady rather kiss, his son or Bob Kraft? I think that is a fair Twitter poll.
Well, hold on. I can get a good picture of it.
No, I mean, it's all over the web everywhere. There's a
that,
gif of
that
him.
Picture is?
A gif of them kissing on the lips.
Oh, okay. If it's all over the web.
You got to admire Brady. If he's going to kiss you, he's doing that 110% too because it's on the lips.
We can always delete it.
Will you put it up there, Brandon?
Sure.
Who would Tom Brady read? Oh, his dad could be a third option.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
Of him kissing his son.
Oh, my God.
He's also the greatest of all time in kissing other men that aren't gay.
Put that together. It's a montage page of Brady
what
making
is,
out with dudes.
Oh, my God. I love oh man, I
funny.
Love my father. I couldn't so tell funny. You the last time I kissed him on the lips.
I don't think I've ever kissed a dude on the lips.
Not
and
even
that's
dad,
my
like when you
problem.
Were like two.
Okay,
I hope he got his dad's consent and Kraft's consent.
Speaking of kissing people on the lips, the Rock Hudson
nice
book.
Segue.
Thank you. I guess this invitation started going out for some reason. You are cordially invited to celebrate the wedding of Mr. Rock Hudson and Mr. Jim Nabors on Saturday afternoon,
what?
June 19th, 1971.
I didn't know there was an actual date, June 19th.
I know, I had no idea. A gay couple in Huntington Beach decided to gather friends together for the wedding of two beloved celebrities who'd be joined in holy matrimony. Guests were invited to attend the wedding of Rock Hudson and Jim Nabors, the star of the long-running CBS sitcom Gomer Pyle, USMC.
I think Rock could have done better.
Whether the host could claim some sort of insider knowledge concerning the closeted homosexuality of both stars, or whether this is a prank, is unclear. What is clear, the nuptials were not at all meant to be taken seriously. The tongue-in-cheek tone of the ceremony was evident from the beginning, starting with the most obvious joke. Once Rock Hudson married Gomer Pyle, he'd be officially known as Rock Pyle, with Truman Capote officiating and Liberace providing musical accompaniment.
Well, that's all believable, though.
This should have been enough of a tip-off that the wedding may have been a lark or an irreverent gay fantasia. What's it?
Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasia. Gay Fantasia.
Irreverent Gay Fantasia.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gay Fantasia.
Mass was so pumped that Alan Roche was the PA guy.
Well, as soon as we heard his voice, we're like, oh, God, that's Fantasia.
So what started as a bit of backyard camp would soon become the stuff of urban legend. Rock Hudson married Jim Nabors. The two were friends. Rock had guest starred on an episode of the Jim Nabors Hour in 1970.
What? Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, that's fascinating.
In the face of all contrary evidence, the marriage rumors refused to die, spreading like wildfire. In November 71, the story landed on the front page of the National Examiner. After claiming that perversion in Hollywood is more rampant than ever, the Examiner was quick to assure readers, but Rock Hudson and Jim Nabors may be among those who indulge.
Indulge?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see. Even though the neighbor's Hudson wedding likely did not happen, the rumors surrounding it ended up causing some very real damage. CBS canceled the Jim Nabors Hour in 71. It's been suggested the high-rated program fell victim to the network's rural purge. Many also believe the backlash from the gay marriage story doomed the show. Then Rock Hudson was quoted as saying, I'll tell you one thing that makes me sad about this. That's that Jim Neighbor and I are no longer friends. We can't be seen together.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
Though even the rumors subsided, Hudson chose not to resume his friendship with Jim Neighbors.
God, Hudson really was the most freaked out person about being outed.
Well, you know, at that time...
I know, but still.
It would have been a big deal.
Here's Jim Neighbors at the wedding. I didn't know he took the mic.
Yeah, he just likes to sing.
Oh, my papa, to me...
That's Neighbors.
He was so wonderful.
Yeah. He dedicated it to Rock.
Oh, my papa, to me...
Rock's mother heard the rumors, very upset about it.
Aw. As opposed to the reality?
Well, she wasn't invited to the wedding, first of all. Aww. And then she wasn't very gay-friendly, apparently.
Mm. Maybe that's why he was hiding it the whole time.
But, boy, this book is...
Wait, so what does the in Canada part come from?
I don't know if that may have been added on the Drew and Mike show in Detroit at some point.
What? That doesn't sound possible.
Mark Christian gets a lot of time in the book. Mark Christian. Rock Hudson thought Mark Christian was so hot.
Who's Mark Christian?
The guy that sued him for palimony.
Oh,
sued the estate for possibly giving him AIDS.
Oh.
He didn't. He's alive, though. He doesn't have AIDS.
Well, does he have HIV?
He's got AIDS.
I don't think so. But Mark Christian was. Rock.
Then he catches HIV.
And I don't want to get too far into this, but Rock was really into, like, he's like 55, and he's really into like 25-year-old dudes.
Well, yeah, look how many 55-year-old straight guys are into 25-year-old girls.
Well, I know, but he
just got to put it that
all,
way.
They all wanted to get into acting, and so Rock would get them the best acting coaches, and he would hire them on his production company so they had health insurance.
What?
And it was really...
Why didn't he just do it the Weinstein way and just abuse them? See, at least he liked the guys.
I know. It was just... I don't know. It just seemed lame to me. But...
Well, of course it's lame, but it's lame when, not because they're gay.
And then the whole AIDS thing started when...
The whole AIDS?
Nancy Reagan sent Rock some pictures when he was at the White House at dinner honoring somebody. And Nancy Reagan's like... Rock, you're getting thin. You're getting too thin. And Rock's answer was,
You're too thin too, Nancy.
That was his big comeback.
Nancy, you're saying Nancy Reagan had AIDS?
So Nancy Reagan sends him pictures.
Nice
comeback!
What?
I know. And she says, you know, they've got a little something on your neck you ought to get checked out.
Oh, come on, man.
He had a giant, it looked like a giant zit on his neck. And he was very vain, and he was kind of embarrassed that Nancy also goes to a dermatologist who says, I better get that biopsied. So he calls him back in. Yeah, you've got AIDS and maybe liver cancer.
Really? So
not to brag, but that's the doctor said it was the biggest boil they had ever seen.
So if it wasn't for Nancy Reagan, he would have been diagnosed later.
Yeah, true.
Not that it mattered.
He would have enjoyed more of his time.
Yeah.
Although he went to Paris to get this experimental treatment that they said was working, and the guy's like, you need to be on this for 3 months. And Rock's like, I got stuff to do.
What?
Yeah, they said it's almost undetectable in your body, but you got to stay on this for 3 months. He's like, nah, I can't stick around for 3 months.
Oh, boy. Well, did he know how bad AIDS was?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It was bizarre.
What year?
This is like 85, I think.
Oh, yeah.
84.
Who would have known? Back when they called it the gay cancer.
Yeah, it was... It almost sounded like he was ready to die or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
It was strange.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Everyone has AIDS. My grandma and my dog are all blue.
I was trying to explain to Brandon the other day that this parody song from Rent is really not that far off from the actual song in Rent.
Really?
Oh, my God. The whole song's about AIDS.
Wait, did you saw Rent on TV?
They had that Rent live. It is so bad. I remember, like, Julie and I saw it live years ago because a friend of ours really liked it, and we went and we're like, oh my God, this is so bad. But we couldn't leave. I don't know. I guess we could have.
Well, that's the thing. I'm always afraid I'm going to go to a musical and I'm going to be stuck. Boring. And I'm going to be just in tears wanting to leave so bad.
Yeah. No, you would.
Can you
be.
Go to the bathroom in the middle of a musical?
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I mean, it's.
And just bolt?
I mean, it's a little gauche.
I went to Elf like a year or two ago. I went to Elf and we left.
You bolted?
No, we left to use the restroom a bunch of times. It's no
Did you trap door?
No, we stayed.
We liked it, huh? Didn't think about that.
Nah, well, the guy who was supposed to be Will Ferrell, that's some big shoes to fill. He wasn't as good as Will Ferrell.
Well, I would have never expected that. I mean, that he'd be as good.
Are you going to take Madeline to see a bunch of things?
Probably.
Let me just warn you. You just don't take them to see it. You have to relive it every day for the next 5 months, basically.
That'll be fun.
I can't tell you how many times I have to play the Aladdin Broadway soundtrack for for Charlotte.
Are you going to Hamilton?
No, I couldn't get tickets.
Oh, too bad.
I tried.
All right, Hamilton.
I want to see it. You know me. That stuff doesn't, whatever.
No, nobody wants to admit
that. I'm soft enough to go to that stuff.
People are insisting it's good. I'm really taking the Larry... the Larry David viewpoint that people just say they like it because they're supposed to like it.
But see, that's a no-win then, because if you go and see it and you like it, you're going to say, you're just saying it because everybody says it.
Well, that's what I keep thinking.
But if you go and you say, I didn't like it, then you say, you're just saying that because I said.
I'll see you guys there.
I cannot believe I would go to it and like it. I cannot believe that.
Oh, I don't think you would like it. You don't like any kind of musical thing.
Well, like a concert.
You didn't like the Book of Mormon.
Not particularly. It was okay. It was all right.
I thought it was funny. You hated Chicago.
I felt like the Book of Mormon was South Park light.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
So I'd rather watch a TV show.
Well, sure. Because the most ridiculous thing about seeing those, seeing musicals or whatever, is that people think you have to dress up. It's like, why do I have to dress up? They can't see me on the stage.
I can watch South Park on TV in my T-shirt.
In my underwear.
I got to dress up and go to a theater to watch South Park light.
Why can't I wear jeans and a T-shirt?
It was okay.
Get over yourself.
It was fun. I mean, everybody liked it. I thought it was okay. Mm-hmm.
By the way, right now, Tom Brady's kid is winning the poll. I hope we get shit for it. It's so dumb. We're not the ones making out with people.
I know that page was really funny. Wow.
I just watched a replay of that fucking field goal. It's killing me. Someone labeled it the saddest play in Super Bowl history.
You know,
field goal attempt, dumb 10 with 8 seconds left that misses badly.
And a guy that never misses field goals, too.
I know. That cost me over $700. I could have won $700 if you made that. But I didn't cost me anything, so that's fine.
You know, I think I was vicariously not enjoying the Super Bowl as much because I knew a bunch of people who had the over.
Yeah,
everyone liked the over because you got these two offensive juggernauts.
Nobody wants a low-scoring game. Period.
No, nobody wants it anyway. And, it was kind of dreadful to see that many punts in a football game. It's just we're not used to that.
I know Nance got a boner because a punt broke a record. God, Nance, he just drives me up a wall.
Yeah, but there wasn't really anything else that was exciting to discuss.
And Nance has a clothing line, we learned.
He does, it's part of the Vineyard Vines collection, which, if anybody knows what Vineyard Vines, do you know what Vineyard Vines is, Brandon?
Isn't that his winery?
No, that's the calling, is his vineyard. But Vineyard Vines is a clothing
Jim
label
Nance's
that...
Nance's clothes?
I don't know. I would describe Vineyard Vines as...
Do they have an MVP tie? The Vineyard Vines clothing lad.
You saw the Nance commercial, didn't you? Where the little boy was doing all the things to Nance's calls.
I wanted to puke. It was a promo for CBS. How ridiculous.
By far the worst ad of the night.
Yeah, I want to see the USA Today ad meter tomorrow. I'm praying it's low.
The Andy Warhol, that one got beat up pretty bad, too. Because a lot of people don't know who he is anymore.
Yeah, I wondered about that. Also, the connection to ketchup.
Well, they also said, eat a hamburger like him. And he sets the hamburger down, he takes the bun off, then he puts the ketchup on the side, puts the bun back on, dips it, and eats it. I don't know.
What's the thing with ketchup? Did he draw a ketchup bottle?
Oh, wait. No, did he do? I was thinking he did have a thing with ketchup.
Maybe.
No, he had the thing with the soup cans and the detergent.
A lot of ads. And that was his whole thing, was art is ass.
True. Maybe now.
Oh, you're right. He did. Heinz ketchup.
I kind of thought he did.
Yeah. There it is.
But, Brandon's, you know, I went to the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. Ooh!
Ooh! Were you wearing Vineyard Vines?
No, I was not. They wouldn't let you in. So I think I know a little more about Andy Warhol than probably most people care to know. And he's, you know, he's been dead for 30 years. His art's still popular, I think. But, I mean, that's any time you're going with an art person, isn't that a stretch?
It's a big stretch. I like the Bud Light ads just because I like those ads are silly. And, of course, when they mashed up with the Game of Thrones to kind of kill it off.
That was great.
Was brilliant.
It was good.
I like both of them.
I mean, I know enough about Game of Thrones to know the ad was pretty good.
Yeah.
Dilly dilly.
But the whole thing, my buddy pointed out, the whole thing with the corn syrup, do people that drink Bud Light really give a shit if it's got corn syrup in it?
I don't know. That ad had no electricity. It was a period piece ad, so I was completely tuned out.
Corn syrup under attack.
No, that seemed, I was watching the commercials early in the game because you want to see, and it didn't do anything for me. I thought it was stupid.
Google needs to get off their high horse, too. They had those great help ads during Christmas. They had the Macaulay Culkin ad, and then the ones for the Super Bowl are, hey, check out how worldly we are with our translation. And then the other one was...
Stop being so deep.
Yeah, it was another really deep commercial.
Well, of course, Google.
I don't know.
I mean, the lowest guy in the totem pole at Google can yell at the president of Google.
Meanwhile,
and
people...
The president will be like, oh, no, okay, we'll fix it.
Meanwhile, people are Googling things like, why does my penis hurt after masturbating or something? You know, weird health questions.
By the way, the NCGA, the National Corn Growers Association, they're pretty upset right now with Bud Light in that commercial.
Oh, no.
They would like to have a discussion going forward.
Jesus.
I don't think so. We'll pass on the discussion. Just be mad and go away. A discussion. Oh, my God.
And can anybody explain why Sarah Jessica Parker was in the Jeff Bridges Big Lebowski ad first?
Yeah,
I missed that.
I didn't
one.
Understand that
I didn't
one.
See it.
At
you know,
all.
The dude is always great, and Jeff Bridges, I'll watch him do anything. But it was weird. It was like the commercial was mostly her, and then the dude walks in, and there seemed to be a Sex in the City connection.
I'm not sure.
They made her look pretty good, though.
Yeah, she looked. I mean, for her, she looked great.
That's what I mean for her, because she what was she at some fashion thing? I mean, she got just.
She's ugly.
Blasted for looking gross, which is very un-Twitter-like, isn't it? Isn't that wrong?
Well, as long as it's, you know, nothing she can fix, right?
Well, I mean...
Because she's not fat. It's not fat shaming.
No, people were just making fun of the way she looked.
She looks great. She looks really good there.
I thought she looked really good, too.
The tubes look great.
Yeah. Well, mate, tits did look good.
No, Gary, give me a Stella Art Toes.
Toes.
Excuse me. Good choice.
Well, changing can do a little good.
Seems like there's a lot of ads that you have to decipher the code. I don't want to have to decipher a code. We need to call is Charlie Sheen. I want to know how much Charlie Sheen got paid for saying, and some people think I'm nuts for that planner's ad. It's like one sentence.
I know, you know. I'm kind of tired of seeing the Super Bowl ads before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, dumb.
Like, do we really owe them? Are they really? Is it really a big story? It's like the male cheerleader. We never saw him the whole game, but I saw him like 60 times before the game.
I don't know if you remember, we were watching, there was one shot of the Rams cheerleaders, and the men cheerleaders were nowhere to be found on the sideline.
Like Ndamukong Suh on the running plays. Nowhere to be found.
He didn't try to block the kick either. That put him up 13. That gave the Patriots 13 the last field. Was... Just standing there.
There's something
thinking about himself.
You have no doubt.
And N'Gum. Whatever N'Gum's doing. And if she's got everything planned out for tomorrow.
Hoping she hasn't saved enough money yet to buy her own place.
My personal assistant / sister / business manager.
/ PR company.
I'm your sister. I'm your sister.
Oh, you're my sister.
Oh, my God. Her Twitter bio.
Yep.
First off, it's at N'Gum Suh, if you want to follow her. Her Twitter bio is, I am my brother's keeper.
What?
I'm your sister. I'm your sister.
What?
Oh,
so bizarre.
How many followers does she have?
Over 5,000. Anybody we know that follows?
Why?
I don't know. Oh, my God. 15 followers we know.
What?
Stoney, Tim 20man, Amy Andrews, Braylon Edwards, Huel Perkins, Shannon Hogan. Why? They must have followed her when he was here.
Yeah, and they've just forgotten to unfollow her.
Charlie Langdon. Whoa, Joe.
What was it, Ken Calvert following her up there?
I follow her.
Mark Feller. What? Oh,
unfollow.
Like I said.
Unfollow.
Believe me, one step ahead
of you. She doesn't tweet very often, does she?
I can't believe I'm following N'Gum. That's really funny. Let's see. N'Gum.
What does Sue tweet about? Himself.
So, yeah.
What a stupid question.
I can't believe this is really funny.
What's his latest tweet?
Her last tweet was whoop whoop when she retweeted Ndamukong Suh writing Atlanta bound. Her tweet before that was how do you cleanse your palate of nasty smoke taste?
Lord, did she get a lot of likes for that?
3 and 4 replies. On January 20th, she tweeted a picture of Sue sacking. Who's he sacking there? Breeze. And she just
That's one of his 1.5 sacks.
She wrote
this year.
She wrote Sue. S-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-H.
He got paid $10 million for that sack. $4 million for the other half.
She live tweeted the Golden Globes too. Fun.
Oh, did she?
Great.
Okay.
All right. Well, unfollow.
And Sue, I know, puts his own picture in the tweet quite often.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised. He's so selfless. Oh, man.
Yeah, more feedback on the halftime show, yeah.
I got to tell you, I was just, I don't know, I felt really let down by the whole Super Bowl scene, man.
No, honestly, the most excitement was at the very end for squares, at the end of each quarter for squares.
The beginning of the game is always exciting. I'm always pumped.
Yeah, the
pumped.
Anticipation. Mm-hmm.
Brady's kid is winning the poll. His dad's getting 11%.
I'm shocked by that.
Robert Kraft, 44%. His kid, 45, though. And, Brady and Robert Kraft kissing tweet got a lot of action. I'm just kind of look back at stuff from the weekend.
There's a funny picture out there of somebody said, when your dad wins the Super Bowl versus when your dad wasn't named MVP of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So the first picture is Jim Nantz interviewing Brady holding his daughter, where she's super excited. The next picture is him interviewing Edelman. And in the background, it's his daughter, is Brady's daughter, with a really bummed out look on her face. The Super Bowl is a great day for Twitter. It really is.
Well, yeah, award shows are usually pretty good, too.
Yeah, because everybody can shit on it. It's fun.
The Super Bowl Saturday night concert with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, wow, that was cool.
A lot of people were enjoying that.
Yeah, Brandon and I were watching a little bit beforehand.
So, one more time, fucking put it up loud as shit. For these two motherfuckers right now, I'm saying.
He's got Tom Morello from Rage. An Audio Slave, and he's got the Zac Brown Band with him.
We're going to do a happy little pop song number.
It played for about 2 hours.
I mean, by a band, excuse me.
In
called
Atlanta.
Black Sabbath. This song is called War Pigs or something like that.
Rockin' out! Why didn't they do halftime? Why couldn't the Foo Fighters do halftime?
It's a great question. Has Green Day ever done a halftime show?
No, they have not, have they?
I don't know. If they have, it wasn't very memorable.
No, I don't think they have.
It's like 9 guitars on that stage.
Yeah, it's a lot of action. I don't know why it seems so obvious to me that the Foo Fighters would be a pick.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, Green Day has not done a halftime show.
Pearl Jam did halftime, didn't they?
I don't think so.
What? Pearl Jam hasn't done it? Pearl Jam, don't they seem like an obvious halftime show pick?
Yep. Yeah. That's Zac Brown singing.
Just like witches and black masses.
They also had Roger Taylor, and they've done this before with Roger Taylor from Queen. Comes out and sings Under Pressure with Taylor Hawkins.
Cool. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Taylor's singing was okay.
Not the best.
Not Roger, no.
No.
Well, he's singing Freddie's part. I don't know who would. I mean, if you're not going to get Rami Malek to do it.
Or Bradley Cooper.
Why is it Bradley Cooper do halftime?
that would have been popular. People would have loved it.
Could have directed it, too.
I was thinking about it, watching halftime. Maroon 5, you know, I know they have some hits.
They
some
just
very
exist.
Big hits. Yeah, but they're just one of those.
They're like a grocery store band. You just hear the music while you're shopping.
And as far as Travis Scott, how old is he, 19, 20?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
How many people really were going, oh, I'm dying to see Travis Scott? Okay, sure. A bunch of 25 and unders yeah. probably were, but. And Big Boy? Is Big Boy?
I was mostly excited for
him. I didn't
really
mind
care.
It, but is that something that, I mean,
no,
is that
the, masses,
the Super Bowl?
No. Big Boy hasn't
I mean,
done anything.
That's a large
for,
group of people.
He hasn't done anything for 15 years. So, no.
It was what it was. I don't think they're getting a lot of great feedback on it. Oh, the Tostitos play of the game is coming up. This is
the Gronk pass. What a perfect throw.
Oh, yeah. That we did not talk about the Gronk pass.
It's perfect.
You know, how does Gronk always come up with a giant play?
He had a lot of cat. They were all quiet. I feel like every play was quiet.
Wait, Gronk's talking.
All right, let me back it up. Gronk see ball.
Nuts!
Gronk catch ball. Hope it was 69 yards.
Drop.
Will he be back after the game? Spoke about future.
You know, tonight it's about celebrating with my teammates.
He's nuts!
And that decision will be made in a week or two, you know, down the future. Because tonight, that's
down
what it's about, is celebrating with my teammates. And that's what I'm worried about tonight. We're going to have
worried
a good
about.
Time. Bill told me he's partying tonight. So, you know, it's going to be good.
You know, these nuts!
I haven't thought about that decision at all. I mean, tonight's the night to celebrate
yeah,
with my team.
That.
And in the future, that will, you know, be decided in a few weeks or so. But tonight, it's about celebrating with our team because we stuck together as a team. And it's about that tonight.
These nuts!
How can you not love that goofball?
I know he's
the best.
He is a goof.
Have you seen? I haven't seen any like sad Ram interviews.
Yeah, that's always one of my favorite parts. We've got the losing console. So somebody on the port with the network is standing by with the losing coach.
Yeah. The very cliche.
And then they mixed it up. They had played almost exclusively. And decided to take away. And really, in the early downs, all they ended up doing was, you know, playing some single high buzz structures and some quarters principles. And then,
well, if that's all they did, why didn't you do something about it?
Wait, there's a montage on ESPN, including Sue.
Embrace. They ran.
Did he kiss him? Young oh no, Goff left his helmet on so Brady couldn't
this
kiss him.
How they felt afterwards, 13-3 on the wrong side.
I'm mad at myself. You know, I wish I would have done things differently. I wish I could have back
hit,
and made
all those
plays. But all stuff I can learn from and use moving forward.
Well, it's mostly
it sucks. You know, because like I said, this is what you work for to play, be on this, and play in this game, to be on this stage. And then when you feel like you ain't did enough to help your team, that
we don't take moral victories. I personally don't
agree.
Take moral victories.
I
we need to get our job done. We need to continue to work and shut down the run. We didn't do that late, and we allowed them to score. Their scoring drive, they moved the ball down with Gronk.
We
didn't get
nowhere
after the
to
passer.
Be found.
And then even later when we had an opportunity to get our offensive ball back, we didn't do it, especially stopping the run. And that was a key for us. I said it all week.
Oh. Well, you said it all week. Well, if you said it all week, then why don't you do it?
When it's something bad, it's we.
Jeez.
He's annoying.
You, that's all you care about.
He's so annoying.
Such a dick.
He is. Ugh. I'm kind of surprised after that Dolphin deal.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't he a disappointment in Miami?
You know what? I don't know. Well, I honestly haven't thought anything about him since, so I guess to that point, yeah.
I just don't hear his name that much.
No,
It just seemed like he's still a name, so did they make a bigger deal out of him than he was?
I think he's still good.
Yeah, I'm not saying he sucks, but, I mean, you know, he used to get 8 or 9 sacks a year,
yeah.
One and a half, $14 million, 9.7-something million per sack.
Ugh.
About to pay per sack. Donald would have made $190 million.
Hey, it's but it's a team.
Oh yeah, when it's it sucks.
Team. Oh boy.
Yeah, nice game, Sue.
Said Todd Gurley said he's healthy after the game, so
they just decided not to use him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
In that case, is he going to request a trade or something?
I just won.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand that.
Credits to those guys.
Todd, are you healthy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's convincing.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think you can pinpoint why you couldn't get on track.
Todd.
No, you know, you just got to give credit to the Patriots, man. You know, they've been here 3 years in a row for a reason. And, you know, they got the job done again.
That's gracious.
Oh, boy.
Everybody be quiet. Todd's about to masturbate.
Ridiculous.
Oy, oy, oy.
You blew it!
Yeah.
Well, let's see what other Super Bowl-related things are. We already talked about Bezos and that party. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, it was just such a disappointing.
Colin Kaepernick kind of won the Super Bowl because of all this noise.
It seems like he did. I mean,
did you see the guy that swindled $1 million in a Super Bowl scam and then disappeared?
He was it a ticket scam?
Yeah.
Yeah,
ticket
I did.
Business scam.
He's been missing for a couple months, I think.
He even took money from his mom.
Asshole. Yeah, and his business was in trouble.
Yeah. Took off a $20,000, never delivered premium Super Bowl tickets to one couple. Text messages show that he began communicating with the guy. We connected through their mutual friend. He told, I mean, it's just amazing that people just pay.
Yeah, somebody paid him. One person paid him an insane amount of money.
Yeah,
I mean, like a few, $250,000 or something for, you know, not that many Super Bowl tickets. Somebody with, you know, a lot of dough.
The biggest loss recorded was a $500,000 payment made to him.
There you go.
By a friend and businessman in Columbus, Georgia, who said he was promised tickets and a chance to host an arena Super Bowl event. Whatever that means. What is this guy, the Billy McFarland of the Super Bowl?
Pretty much. There's a lot of Billy McFarlands out there, aren't there?
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to the Elizabeth Holmes, the Theranos chick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who thinks she's Steve Jobs in female form.
Yeah.
I listened to
the podcast.
The first two
does?
Parts of the podcast on her called The Dropout. ABC's doing it.
Oh, was it? Was it good?
Do they have a real voice?
Her voice is so annoying, and it's fake. Oh, everyone says she
no
does
way.
Not talk like that.
It's
really?
It's not fake.
Yeah.
Drew. It's not fake.
How could you keep that up?
That's how I sound all the time.
That's what people were blown away by. And they said when she got drunk sometimes, she lost character. She started talking like a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
There's got to be. Come on. Everybody tapes everything.
Yeah, I have some audio of her singing here.
I was really drunk that time, though.
It's just so bizarre. She's like a Billy McFarland. She's
oh, yeah.
a female Billy McFarland.
What was she worth? Was it $9 billion she was worth?
$9 billion she was worth, and
okay.
2 years later she was worth zero.
Oops.
Now, wasn't it quicker than that, or was it 2 years stuck?
Well, originally she went down to, she was worth $800 million because they were saying that, you know, they weren't so sure about this. And then when it was like, no, this thing is completely fake. You can't prick someone's pin and tell them their health, you know, while you wait.
They were sending it to other labs, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there were some great stories in there, you know, because the people working at Theranos were like, we really need to work. This needs a lot of work. This is not ready. It
this
doesn't
cut
work.
Everything open.
There's a million reasons why. And it was all like, fuck you, shut up. Or you're fired.
You're fired. I'll fire you out of
That's not bad, Brandon. And you're listening to this going, how does she think this is going to work? She's trying to sell this to Walgreens for an insane
she
amount
did.
Of money.
I thought she did.
She did. Yeah, yeah. She did. They were actually working on this at 41 Walgreens stores. They were rolling this out, this thing that didn't work.
It was a good idea.
And everyone, you know, when they ran the tests for the Walgreens people, the machine didn't figure out their blood. They did it by hand while they went out to lunch.
Yeah. And none of the investors thought of actually, like, looking and saying,
investors, you're right. The investors were bamboozled by her.
They just wanted to go out to lunch.
Oh, my God, she's so smart. She's incredible.
She's like a female Steve Jobs with a weird voice.
Yeah. Bill Clinton was like, what are you worth now? $9 billion. Yeah, you think we ought to be worried about the future with people like this around?
Oh, my God.
No, Bill Clinton was so bamboozled by
that
this
That was
dope.
His dick talking.
Probably. She was fucking the CEO, yeah, by the way.
It was gross.
Sonny Malwani or whatever his name is.
He was hot, though.
No, she's worth $8 billion. That's on paper. Is that were they public? Or was that all private
investment?
I don't
think they were public. Okay, she just kept getting new investors.
In her head, she's running this scam.
Yeah, it's a total scam.
She has all this money. Can't she cash out and go someplace that won't extradite her?
I don't think she really has the money. I think the money was all in the value of this.
The valuation.
Yeah, of this incredible discovery that didn't exist.
Oh, what an idiot.
And, you know.
So it wasn't really $8 billion, but.
The people from Walgreens, you know, they had some science types, some scientist types who were coming in and were
those
like.
Those damn scientist types.
Yeah, I know.
They're always ruining stuff.
Here's what we'd like to do. We'd love to get some test results. You know, we'll be the guinea pigs. And then we'll take them over to Stanford because they were near Palo Alto. Yeah. And we'll have Stanford, you know, run against it and see if we get the same results. And she said, no, we won't be doing that because we don't trust the results of the Stanford lab.
No way. No way.
What?
Yeah. She went to Stanford. That's the funny thing. She
dropped out.
Yeah, she dropped out of Stanford. But that's, you know, Stanford is really not known for being
wrong.
No, not in their lab results. They're usually pretty damn good, actually.
That we can continue to reduce inequality across the world and within advanced economies.
Clinton's already spacing everybody out at this point.
Technological advance. And B,
oh, is this
do
him
we
with
need
her?
To be more creative and realistic about
he's
how
been talking. I jumped ahead. He's been talking 5 minutes
what
straight.
What reducing inequality means.
He sounds out
and
of
increasing
it.
Opportunity. He
sounds sick or something?
Want to go first?
Need some water.
I think absolutely. I think the promise of technology is that we can make access to basic infrastructure and
listen to these two idiots
cases,
just bullshitting.
To more advanced infrastructure than currently available today.
She's so full of shit.
In developed economies available to people who are the
there's
most
a third
in
guy in the
same
panel.
Way
it's
that
Jack Ma who's in charge of Alibaba, which
lack
is
like of
Amazon of China.
In so many places.
And he's sharing
and
a panel with this dope.
I think the promise of Silicon Valley and these places in the world in which there's so much creativity is that we can
you're not saying anything
demonstrate that there are models for
sounds like the NXIVM guy
and yeah, for applying right. technology
out all over Lansing
and developing technology for
look at all the people who will separate you from your money.
I know,
so full of shit. Oh,
did this really start with the dot-com boom? Like there's just no due diligence and everyone just jumped in to throw money at the
next
big thing
pretty much. I think it was a little later than that, but was sort of established. Like, you know, there were some people that threw money at her real early, just said, oh, she had the backing of a Stanford professor who was a science dude who was on her board. And so that gave her immediate credibility. So somebody's like, oh, here's $1 million. You know what you're doing.
Oh,
you're really smart.
I just meant people throwing money without checking in on something before they can.
I know. Well, she goes for these people like Henry Kissinger. You know, it's like,
Who's?
I don't know anything about this, but I would like to put money in it.
Explain it.
I'm Henry Kissinger.
I don't want to experience FOMO.
No one would.
FOMO is a very dangerous thing.
The belief that
I might be an old man, but I have FOMO.
Health information is a basic human right.
I have a
and
very strong formal I always
that
have.
Lab information, particularly because lab
like
data.
Like Henry Kissinger says, FOMO and YOLO.
This is Dr. Kissinger. I'm feeling a lot of FOMO today. I would like to put
$1 million.
So if you look at the word diagnosed in the dictionary,
pulled in
today,
all these
it says
big names who
to determine
had lots of money in no time.
I know, that's brilliant.
It was.
Kind of respect it.
We're determining
except
that
she's a crook.
Sick. Once a disease has already progressed.
How do people sit
and
through 38 minutes
being
of this
able
panel?
To make
she just Dreamweavers people.
So does Clinton.
To people in time.
But, you know, they have these investors in and they have these people from Walgreens in and they're meeting and they're acting like, this is top secret and we need to see the lab. Oh, no, you can't see the lab. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm not
and
giving you money.
They would actually follow them to the bathroom. If they needed to go to the bathroom in their meeting, really? Their dog and pony show, Sonny Balwani would follow the men to the bathroom. They'd wait for them. What they really think was that they were afraid that someone from the lab might walk by and they go, hey, you work in the lab.
Oh,
and they go, oh yeah, this thing is really fucked up.
That's crazy.
And they said there was this thing, you know, this real thing, this top secret. We're going to go to a restaurant. We've rented the restaurant, so no customers will be there, so no one can overhear our conversations. And meanwhile, Sonny Balwani is driving, I think it was a Maserati with vanity plates. I go, they're so worried, and this guy's driving this. No, it was a Lambo. It was a Lambo with vanity plates.
Cool.
And the vanity plates were like something ridiculous, like from Marx or Lenin or something.
Oh, God.
I know, it was like,
get over yourself.
You fucking asshole. Sonny. Fuck you.
Nice name, by the way. What a dick.
He had vanity plates.
I'm going to burn up the rubber with my Lamborghini.
Great investment. A lot of death and blood. And money.
Hey, that reminded me what the .com thing, the Valley of the Boom show I was telling you about, National Geographic. I finally finished it.
Yeah.
But the Steve Zahn is in there, and he plays this character, Michael Fain. I know Brandon.
I loved his character.
Do you know about iBash? Do you remember iBash?
I don't.
I don't remember. We were at Riff, and I don't remember this happening. It was a total scam. It was kind of YouTube before YouTube. It couldn't exist. They couldn't stream what they wanted to stream.
Oops.
Over the internet, but they promised everybody they could. And the big investment they got was this Chicago bank who was kind of floundering, and their whole plan was to pump and dump the stock. So they were trying to scam him.
Oh, man.
So neither did their due diligence on each other. But they have this giant fucking bash that he spent $25 million on in Vegas. Just a concert. He paid the Who. I think it was $2 million to reunite.
What a great story.
And this was going to be their first big content provided, and everyone could stream it for free over the internet.
At least they had a good party.
That's what he thought. Well, but it's a wild story.
Hand it to him.
On that show, they talked Cubans on it a lot. And he goes, when I do investments, which, you know, Mr. Shark Tank, he goes, the second somebody throws a big party, you know they're a fraud. It's like, yeah, it's pretty good rule of thumb. Pretty good. That's not a bad idea.
Well, I remember an investment that I made where someone used to throw big parties, and I thought same thing. Yeah.
Great investment. Great. A lot of death and blood and money.
I remember thinking the same thing. Like,
why are you spending your money on this?
Seems like they'd be, you know, working on, yeah, and well, that's the end of that investment.
Let's see.
Except for the part where I write it off because they seem to still be alive somehow.
Oh, well, that's good.
But they don't really remember me.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
It's really weird. What? It's a really weird investment. It made me think, well, I had to start a company like that where you just take people's money and then you never send them K-1s or anything, and you just keep their money. And they change. And
how can they get away with that?
The people go, and the new people don't know who the old people are. And it's just
nice bookkeeping.
And it was like,
it's a big scam.
I guess I didn't do very good due diligence on that.
We're all being scammed together.
iBash was hosted by David Spade.
They had video of Spade. Like, cause this show was really good, Valley of the Boom. Some of it's documentary, some of it's recreation, but they actually had actual footage of Spade up there hosting, making fun of it.
Featured performances included Leanne Rimes, Faith Hill, Dixie Chicks, Sugar Ray, Natalie Cole, Kiss, Tony Bennett, the Brian Setzer Orchestra, and the
Who wanted Tony Bennett? What a waste of money that was.
Michael Fain. 1999, those are pretty big bands.
Tony Bennett? What's
Sugar Ray was huge.
He was like 100 then.
Maybe those hot off duets.
I wonder if they put them in another.
Maybe this hot off of Tony Bennett Unplugged that, like Hamilton, everyone pretended they loved.
How ridiculous.
Nobody loved that.
No one ever liked Tony Bennett. No one liked him.
Matt's probably.
It was a big scam. Some PR company just pretended he was huge. They even told you that he sold records he didn't sell.
It's a big scam. We're all being scammed together.
Oh, man. Oh, that Elizabeth Holmes. Jesus.
Listen to that, man. That sounds great.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I have to
would
admit.
You, though? Would you?
And she hired these brilliant people. She hired Steve Jobs, right-hand man.
Really?
And this guy was like, hey, this is all fucked up. And, you know, I'm out of here. And she's like, good, because you're fired anyway.
Good.
And then she would call people from her office, you know, who were two offices down and go,
fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
or rather, I think they would call her and she would say, "Well, I'm not in the office." And they go, I saw her in the there's glass office and I saw her in the, and they go to
one,
the
one
hall,
downfall of having a glass office.
They go, "You are too here," and she would yell at them for like, "What are you doing? I told you I wasn't available."
That's the same thing that Michael Fain would do too. He'd get really mad at people if they challenged him.
Yeah, she got mad. She fired people constantly. She hired some great people. She fired them, and I think it was Jobs guy who said, you know, they're like, "Oh, and by the way, you got to sign off your shares." He's like,
"Wow,
sign off my shares." And then eventually he talked to his attorney. And he told him, "Yeah, this thing's really fucked up. It's never going to work." And he's like, "Yeah, just sign them off anyway. Then just get rid of them." It was part of his deal.
What a disaster.
I know. It was just a total disaster. God, there's a lot of people out there who are just full of shit, and they talk big shit. And, you know, it's funny. I have to admit, sometimes I fail to go with my first instinct because I just go, well, who would make something like this up? I mean,
well, you know,
some people who talk a lot of shit, but that seems impossible.
But as Dr. Kissinger has pointed out so many times, FOMO is a yes. real thing.
What if it becomes something fantastic and I missed out on it? This is Dr. Kissinger. Can't even do his voice anymore.
Next thing you know,
FOMO.
Rummy's over here with billions of dollars.
Everybody's a billionaire but Dr. Kissinger.
I can't even go to the Olympics because I have no
I can't money. Even go to Olympics and watch volleyball.
The greatest questions he's ever been asked.
I know. He was so thrown by that.
Did you want to add anything else to the Jesse Smollett thing? I know we kind of hit on it out of the gate.
Well, you know, it became all about his sellout show and the fact that he didn't do the meet and greet because of security reasons, which is like, who would have more security right now than Jesse Smollett?
Yeah.
I mean, really? There's really a security problem? They're afraid MAGA-wearing people are going to come into his meet and greet and beat him up?
It's really interesting, too. He turned down security from Fox.
And he was Instagramming his locations.
Is that ever a good idea?
No, it's not.
I never understood why people do that or even yet when they going on vacation. Here I am away from home on vacation. No one's at my home.
I know. Well, you know, it's interesting. In the course of the week, and I did follow this thing. You know, I'm reading Everyday Chicago. I can't find anything. They can't get more video. They're going further away from the event to looking for people. I can't find anything. Well, they seem to have pretty well isolated his path.
Yeah.
And they can't find anything. And I think Chicago police really don't want anything to do with this. Because
no.
I think they can't solve it. And they don't want to say it's fake. Because Chicago police
they're
in a no-win.
Yeah.
So, you know, when
technically he is the victim now, so.
Yeah. I'm not sure they feel that way.
Well, I saw the police chief talking about it because they're like, "Well, why don't you just subpoena his phone records?" They said, "Because he's the victim. We typically don't investigate
Wouldn't
victims.
The victim usually give you their.
Yeah, you try
they
to
help you.
You tried, yeah.
You know.
Although I don't know if I'd want to hand my phone over because I don't.
But all they need is a screenshot.
I get nervous showing you guys a picture. I don't know how far you guys are going to scroll through.
They want to know that the phone call with the manager took place.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. And
couldn't he just sit there and show them? That, yeah, here it is.
I would think so. I mean, that's what I mean. And then, but then when that became, you know, there's a couple reporters in Chicago who are reporting on all of this as opposed to, you know, just like, oh, how disappointing. They're more or less. They're kind of questioning it a little bit. And they were saying that he refused to give up his phone. And Chicago police, I think, kept getting this. Why won't he give up his phone? And so they said, well, he didn't refuse. We asked him if we could see his phone, and he said he was uncomfortable with that. Well, that is saying no, though.
That's the end of it?
No, I just think they didn't want to put him in a bad light.
He did do his little performance. And I do mean little. 300 people were there.
Yeah.
And he talked about he on the stage said, "I was bruised, but my ribs were not cracked. They were not broken. I went to the doctor immediately. I was not hospitalized. Both my doctors in L.A. and Chicago cleared me to perform, but said to take care, obviously. And above all, I fought the fuck back. And I did not drop my Subway sandwich," you should have added that, "or my phone." And then he ended before his after his encore. He told the crowd, "Be as black, be as brown, be as gay as the fuck you want to be. Now is the time. Be blacker, be gayer. Do it right the fuck now." How do you be gayer? How do you be blacker? I mean, you just are. Unless you are taking on more penis at one time, I don't know. Is that gay or does that make you really gay? That's an old Louis C.K. bit. I know you're not supposed to.
Quote Louis C.K.
Louis C.K.
Yeah. It's really.
It's bizarre. This whole thing is bizarre. It but is. It's worked for him. I know who he is now.
No, his name is everywhere.
It just sucks that you have to question this stuff because if it's real, then you feel like a dick for questioning.
Well, you know, there was a point in the week where I was like, okay, am I rooting for this not to have happened or for this to have happened? I'm not even sure what I think, what I really want.
You always root for an assault not to happen?
Well, yeah, you do. But at the same time, it's like I'm not really rooting for this guy to be lying.
No, but a lie is not as bad as a physical assault.
But him lying is also bad. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Why would anyone, I had a few emails from people who said, this reminds me of the guy whose car had the Nazi, backward Nazi signs.
Yeah.
And he said there was something on his rearview mirror that said Juneteenth.
Yeah.
And no one believed that story. And it was never proven, but it was never disproven.
Just kind of disappeared.
He had GoFundMes. And
this won't disappear, though, because he's a famous actor.
Is he really that famous?
Empire's
pretty big, yeah, right now.
Huge. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard his name before. Did you know who he was?
No, I don't watch Empire.
I wouldn't think a lot of MAGA types would really.
No, but as we talked about before,
although he does hate Trump. He really
He's
hates
very
Trump.
Active on Twitter, so I could see somebody saying, who is this guy? If you know,
oh, I'm sorry about that.
I don't think that's.
I would think you'd find a lot of other people who are a lot bigger if you wanted to.
But you know, a black and a gay guy. I'm just saying that would be a target if that's where you find out.
Well, I would think anybody dumb enough who's a MAGA country person would not be so brilliant as to get away with half the Chicago police force looking for you.
Well, clearly, because they couldn't even disguise being a redneck in winter clothing. No.
But somehow they're able to disappear from videotape.
He also had his phone on him, and he didn't call 911 until 40 minutes after.
As far as the phone, and I hate doing this.
So maybe it just wasn't that
if this
big
happened, I would feel really bad. But you do wonder, as time goes on and people are pointing these things out, why didn't his manager call 911? What do you think his manager would have hung up? He's getting the shit beat out of him. It's MAGA country!
Let me pose this scenario. Maybe it wasn't that bad of an assault, and maybe it was somebody yelled something at him and then maybe shoved him and then said that while he's on the phone with his manager, and then his manager, because 40 minutes later they call him and said, you should probably call 911 and go to the doctor.
If somebody shoved me and yelled at me, I don't think I'd call the police.
I don't either, but maybe he was on the phone with the manager, and the manager said you should do that because if your ribs are bruised. I don't know. But then again, the envelope, the letter.
Yeah.
Makes it seem like it's targeted.
Right. Well, the FBI has the letter. I would think, you know, this will take time. I would think the FBI would get to the bottom of the letter.
Oh, yeah. They typically do. The post office is actually really good with that. After all, although they never found Bill Thomas Kilman.
BTK. The least popular serial killer of all time. He is the bottom of my list.
And that
the
would kill him.
Bottom.
That would kill. That's how you kill BTK, is by letting him know that.
Yeah, that thing on 2020 was such. After the Bundy special and Bundy month, that was the biggest bummer of a way to start off February in terms of serial killer.
It will never
stuff.
Be BTK month. But if it would be, it would be February because it's at least
one of
the days.
That is the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
Yeah, he is.
TK.
Oh, my God. What a
how I never knew.
He's a good family man, though. He built his kid a treehouse. Did you see the treehouse?
Oh, yeah.
Nice fucking treehouse.
Where he stuffed items that he took from some of the people
that
he killed.
Well, after she wasn't using it.
He stopped murdering while he was raising them. That
he did.
Was
no, he was a family man.
Too busy.
Bentley was kind of jealous of him being a great father. I think Bentley was.
Because he raises the bar?
Maybe. I'm not sure if Jim was serious.
I think his daughter, who lives in this area, I think she was more bummed at the pictures of her dad dressed as a woman than the fact that he murdered people.
That was,
I was kind of surprised that she wanted to watch Mindhunter.
Yeah. Yeah, Netflix told her, "Hey, you'd love this show." I mean, so she just watched it.
I felt nothing but bad for her because
Yeah,
it was just so fucked up. I mean, she thought he was a caring father.
I'm sure he was to her.
Yeah,
that's what's messed up about.
But then she sees this other side of him. You know, here he's in court going on and on because he's getting off on explaining this stuff. And here's his daughter who's thinking, "Oh,
I wish I had a father."
He's a complete sociopath. That's what the 2020 is based on. The daughter has a book, which is probably a very interesting book. Mm-hmm. But there were a lot of things in that story in 2020
that made me laugh.
The TV anchor, who seemed to think that she was at the center of the story all the time.
She cried. She cried though.
For Cake TV, the worst initials for a TV station.
And the everyone calls.
We bring you
cake.
The hardest news on Cake TV.
And she seems to think that BTK was like Cake loyal, like he was a network fan. He was a fan of the network. Like I only watch Cake.
That sounds delicious.
They have a promo of him saying that when I'm not murdering women,
I'm watching Cake TV.
When I'm not binding, torturing, or killing women, I'm watching Cake.
I know binding, torturing, killing.
It's the worst name.
The worst nickname, and he writes it on a coffee cup after they interview him when they bust
what an
him.
Asshole.
I'm the BTK.
Write your name on this
BTK's cup. Don't get your coffee mixed up with mine. This is BTK coffee here.
And when he sent the letter to the media because he wasn't getting his enough attention for being BTK,
he wanted his due.
The return address was from Bill Thomas Killman.
I love how they talk about going real deep into the metadata, how they busted them, when all they really did was right-click it and go to properties.
That was really funny.
And he asked them, he's like, no, you can't trace this, can you? Like, oh, no.
Hey, promise me.
Yeah, and so he's mad at them when they bust him. He's like, you promised me. And he's like, yeah, well, we wanted to fool you because we wanted to catch you.
He should have just gone, oops, sorry.
By the way, I saw something on Investigation ID on Friday that was mind-boggling. It was a true crime thing. It was a story about this dude and his wife, and they had met. They were older, like 40s, and they had I think they'd known each other early. Anyway, they just fell wildly in love. They got married, extremely happy. They're building a new house for themselves, and there's this kind of weird dude that the husband works with who's sort of like an awkward friend. Like, he's so socially inept that they feel sorry for him and they're nice to him, even though they really wish he would go away.
Yeah.
And so he's bringing him housewarming gifts and stuff. And it's like, they just put up with it because they feel
kind of like Maz.
No, he's.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
He's not like Maz. He's not amusing at all. He's a total bummer.
Yeah.
So he comes over with this housewarming gift and they're like, and anyway, he's staying and it's a photo book of their house as it's being built in phases.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I know. Like, what the fuck? This is our house. You've been taking pictures of our houses? Oh, it's
fucking why would you
weird.
Want that anyway?
They didn't. Anyway, she goes to pick up a car and leaves the two men there. And she comes back and there's blood leading up to the house. A little blood. And then there's blood in the house.
Awkward.
And then she notices her husband's clothes are under the Christmas tree. His clothes. She's like, what the fuck? So she calls the cops. They're like, oh, my God. And then they find this letter from the guy, the weird guy.
Yeah.
And he's like telling the dude he's been in love with him for 8 years. He's never been hot for a man before, but he is so in love with him.
Wow.
Get on your knees and get on it.
And he's jealous of his wife because she gets to touch his nude body every night.
Wow.
And it was just fucking weird.
Wow.
And his
blood. It's like a reverse Warren Buffett.
Exactly.
Could have been.
Bizarre. So they go to his house. They go looking for him. He's not there. Like, what the fuck? Well, it takes about a day and a half, but they find out that, he rented this other house. He's got another house. They didn't even know about this. Nobody knew about it. So they go there, and nobody answers the door. They bust in.
Why do you like going down on me?
And there's the weirdo, and there's the husband. They're both dead, and they're both nude.
What?
And the husband's dick is cut off.
What?
Yes.
Okay, so this guy. That was...
It's in the other guy's butt.
That's where he put it before he killed himself.
I don't know.
Where's my dick? Where's my dick?
They didn't say if it was in his butt or his stomach. They didn't say.
Well, I mean, it could be in his butt, but did he put it in there or was he digesting?
I don't know.
Where's my dick?
Nobody knows. They really didn't offer too much information. Although the wife was interviewed and she's like,
somebody got a dick?
It's gone. Don't worry about it. It's gone.
She really
somebody
wished.
Somebody got a dick?
That's the detective when he walked in.
Somebody got a dick?
This guy's missing one.
Somebody got a dick?
She really wished they hadn't told her that.
Where's my dick?
Well, yeah,
where's
my dick?
Why are you rubbing it in?
I didn't think it was like we didn't even need to know that. Jesus Christ!
Well, come on.
It was enough that they were nude and dead.
We're all human. And we want to know things.
I know. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to know that. But like I didn't have to tell her.
Why is the murderer nude too?
No, it was so fucking weird.
What's the name? Do you know this guy's name? I want to see him.
Yeah. Wait.
Somebody got a dick?
I was Googling, of course, during this thing.
Are there pictures of this weirdo?
Yes. Their name was...
Is the weirdo, could he be attractive at all?
No.
Like, in other words, so couldn't win this guy and flip him? He had to murder him?
I don't think he could have flipped him. This guy was really into his wife. His wife was really pretty, although she looked like she'd aged a lot since this, which I don't blame her.
Yeah.
There's the Patriots dancing around.
Of course.
Still? After all this time?
Yeah, probably.
In the locker room dancing? It was a giant boombox. You see that thing? I didn't know people had boomboxes anymore.
I know. What's the point?
Yeah, so, oh, my God.
Think of the guy's name.
Freaked me out. Fuck.
The Daily Mail has added to the Ralph Northam story.
Oh, no. Now what?
He's pictured as majority black, desegregated Virginia public high school. He went to a majority black high school. So he's cool now.
Oh, okay. So that's going
to
help
him. He went to a mainly black high school. Who cares?
I mean, it's interesting, you know, on that guy. Doesn't seem like they should just go, okay, all the blackface people, you're all fired.
Yeah.
Or all the blackface people, we're giving blackface amnesty. Come out with it. And starting now, no more blackface.
Blackface amnesty.
Well, I know that sounds very simplistic, but I'm just saying, shouldn't we just decide what to do about these things in people's past that are dumb?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is 25 years old.
Some kind of standard, I guess.
Ralph Northam and I are the same age. And
can you do the moonwalk, Drew?
No, I can't moonwalk. I've never had blackface. But I got to tell you, I did a lot of dumb things around 1984. I can't deny that. I mean, I had some crazy friends. We were 24 years old, 25 years old. And people did dumb, drunken, stupid things that I would never consider doing now.
It is tough being held to a standard. Like, can you imagine
35 years ago?
Can you imagine being held to the standard 35 years from now, right now? Like, I don't know.
Well... I don't know. It just seems like...
I mean, we eat animals now. Is 35 years from now, is it going to be horrible to eat animals?
Oh, well, here's people dressed in blackface. Oh, in his medical school yearbook. Yeah. Oh, my God. Who are these people?
Is that him?
Are they fired?
Oh, there's just a bunch of dudes.
Yep.
Oh, man. Nice being a doctor.
Other students.
Northam.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, there's some sweaty doctors out there. Yo,
thanks for putting the yearbook online.
Who's the idiot that had to scan all these pictures? Oh, it's totally fine.
Who is going through these fucking yearbooks, by the way?
Operatives.
You know what? This morning, this pissed me off. I'm watching, because of this story is so weird, I can't get enough of it. So this morning, is it George Stephanopoulos' show? Yeah, I'm watching that, and there's a panel, of course, and they're talking about how, he says he never saw his yearbook. And this woman's like, oh, well, yeah, if you believe that, you know. And I'm going, wait a second. I've never seen my college yearbook. If it's online, I have no idea.
Uh-uh.
I absolutely have no idea what's in it. I doubt I'm even in it, to be honest. I don't even remember taking a picture for a college yearbook. So,
Look at that one guy's holding that girl's boob.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, man.
Fired!
What a terrible school this is. That's sad.
I mean, really, going through people's stuff from 35 years ago and just being so appalled.
It's pretty weak.
When the Megyn Kelly thing was going on.
Look how many actual crimes aren't applicable now because of the statute of limitations.
Well, think of the violent crimes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
I mean, there's people who have been convicted of crimes, who have been forgiven and whatnot,
I know
and they've been rehabilitated, or they've been to the courts adjudicated their fate, or they've had DUI or two DUIs, and somehow they've,
He is a public employee, though, representing.
Is that the worst thing anyone who is currently elected has done?
Of course not.
No, I mean, is it even close?
No.
My fellow Virginians, earlier today, I released a statement apologizing for behavior in my past that falls
short of
the standard.
He seems a little stupid, though.
I can do a moonwalk. That's pretty cool.
To be your governor. I believe you deserve to hear directly from me.
I'd rather see his wife run the state.
And the racist and offensive
bossy
attitudes it represents does not reflect that person I am today or the way that I have conducted myself as a soldier, a doctor.
This is the other thing. I don't know nothing about this guy's record.
Isn't he new? He's pretty new.
I bet you don't even have any black people here.
I heard that he is in favor of late-term abortions. Is that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either, but a lot of people were very upset about that.
Yeah,
and I wonder, okay, wait, is that why this is such a big deal?
Maybe they were saving it.
Is that part of it? I don't know.
He gave that radio interview recently about that. Maybe that's why.
Where was his wife when he gave the radio interview? Damn it. Come on, Northam.
Probably getting an abortion.
Or bossing someone else around.
Does he have a black friend? Does he mention that?
I think he did say he has black friends.
Well, his lieutenant governor is black friend. Maybe that's his only one.
It's strange to have one black friend and not be constantly talking.
Yeah, shine a light on it. Make sure everybody sees and knows, like, I have a black friend. And that's a thing.
Because it's weird that a black person is friends with white people.
It's
right?
Not that weird, but it's...
You know, I have to tell you, and maybe I'm just stupid. Will people tell me if I'm wrong about this? When the Megyn Kelly thing was going on,
yeah,
and she said, when I was growing up, people didn't talk about blackface like they do now. Mm-hmm. And I think it was people from her high school class signed a petition saying, yes, we did. And I remember going, I really don't remember learning about blackface as something that was just absolutely abhorrent until the Whoopi Goldberg, Ted Danson thing, which was in the 90s, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing about Amos and Andy at some point because they were on radio.
Yes.
And so I knew that they were considered, horrible or something. But it wasn't a thing people talked about a lot. This idea that, oh, my God, 1984, everyone knew this was abhorrent.
Yeah.
Maybe I just wasn't the most aware person because I really didn't give a shit about there was PC world did not exist.
Yeah. What if he found out in 1985? There's nothing he could do about it. This should have been.
I don't know. He's a Democrat.
He should have just said this in the press conference.
Go black!
That might have helped a bit.
I could see him saying that.
He could say nothing, right? I mean, everything he said was getting the shit parsed out of it.
Does he do for the black people?
He seemed like a nice man. He just seemed a little clueless to me.
He seems totally clueless.
I didn't think he was going to keep... Totally. Well, when he was going to moonwalk, I mean, that was a pretty good indication. I would say he should go nowhere without his wife. Whether he keeps his job or loses his job, she should never not be by his side.
Just go full Jackson. Just dress like him now. Run the government like Jackson. Just look like him.
All right. Well, it's getting late. I know we got to do another show in about 15 hours, 16 hours. So
Brandon's got to be back here in what, 10 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, why don't you just sleep here? I'm sorry, Brandon. Get us out of here. Get us the hell out of here. So was I getting heat for calling Kate Beckinsale, Kate Beckinsdale? Yeah. I swear to God, I thought her name was Kate Beckinsdale for 100 years.
There's like three people that are very upset about it.
Did you guys know it was Kate Beckinsale all the time?
Beckinsale, yeah.
Did you? Really? I swear to God, I thought it was Beckinsdale. I have no idea why.
Yours.
Hey, she's been seen out with Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Even after this ovarian cyst is just oozing pus constantly,
Like
a volcano of pus, I wouldn't go near her.
I didn't know it was a volcano of pus.
Her ovarian cyst burst.
Oh, but didn't they remove it?
No, it's just they're trying to get the pus out.
Maybe the prescription is big dick energy.
Probably going to make it explode again.
There is outrage over a Super Bowl ad.
What? Which one?
The Hyundai Super Bowl ad, or is it Hyundai? Hyundai.
What'd they do?
Remember that one with Jason Bateman and the lower health?
Right.
Vegans are mad. Because one of the things was the vegan dinner.
That was one of the funniest things. That was one of the funnier things.
It was actually a better.
It wasn't a bad ad.
But yeah, they're very upset at it. So.
You know, people need to stop getting so fucking upset. Jesus.
Wow, Hyundai just lost all their vegan and vegetarian drivers with that offensive Super Bowl ad.
What percentage of the country is vegan?
And PETA's mad too because they want, they don't want any animals. The less than subtle vegan shaming in the Hyundai Super Bowl ad? Wow. Vegan shaming? That's a thing? Okay. Fun.
2% of Americans are vegetarian. Less are vegan, so.
What about our poll? What about our poll?
Oh! I don't know.
Just mention it.
I can find out really quick. Who Brady's going to kiss?
Yeah.
Or who we want Brady...
Gotta wrap it up, guys.
Who does Brady like to kiss?
Who would Tom Brady rather kiss? Robert Kraft, 40%, his dad, 9%, his kid, 51%. There's 22 hours left, though.
Okay.
So, could change. All right, see you!
I want to kiss you.
Yeah!